Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland. Thank you for coming back to my channel. This is asking whether the Labour Party in the United Kingdom could even come third at the next election. For over a century, there's been this duopoly. Governments at UK level have either been Labour or Conservative, and it's alternated between those two. And the Conservatives had the bulk of that because when they have one, they tend to be in office for longer. But 1922 was the election when Labour replaced the Liberal Party as the second biggest party in the UK, and Labour have always stayed there. But the opinion polls are often showing them third now. Reform United Kingdom way out in front, in a double-digit lead in terms of percentage points, followed by the Conservatives. Conservatives under Kemi Badenoch have actually finally improved a little bit, because when she took over November last year, they've gone down and down about one percentage point on average per month, and they seem to have climbed a little bit now. Labour is hard to believe got 34% of the vote in July 2024, and look how badly they're doing now. Not even a year and a half on. So you can look at various different polls and the polar polls and so on. Conservatives on something like 19%. Most polls, Labour's on about 18%. The Liberal Democrats on about 14%. And that's another story. When the Labour Party is bitterly unpopular and people are very long way from forgiving the Conservatives in most cases, it's surprising the Liberal Democrats haven't done better. Now, they're very satisfied with themselves because of their excellent result in terms of seats last time, 72 members of Parliament, by far their best result since 1922. The Liberal Democrat, the Green Party, they're on about 13 percentage points. So it's got a neck and neck with the Lib Dems. Partly, those who are disaffected Labour voters seem to have switched to the Greens mostly. And the Greens now seem to be a viable alternative. And then there's the Reform Party, which is getting 29%, often well into the 30s. So goodness. So yeah, Labour could even come in third place. And this can make a huge difference. You look back to the 1983 election, when Labour came in second place, only just, saying getting 27% of the vote, as opposed to the Social Democratic Party Liberal Alliance getting 25% of the vote. So 2 percentage point difference in it. But in terms of seats, it was enormous. Yeah, in terms of seats, it made a difference of, I'm trying to calculate it now, about 185 seats. It's staggering, because Labour got 209 seats, whereas the SDP Liberal Alliance got 25 seats. 25% of the vote and 25 seats, staggering. So 25% of the vote and not even 4% of the seats. So the system discriminates very heavily against parties that don't come at the top two. I mean, having said that, if you look at, say, the Liberal Democrats in 2019, getting, I can't remember what it was it 12% of the vote or something, but only 2% of the seats, not even. But they, whereas the Scottish National Party are getting something like 3% of the vote and more than that of the seats, is at 4% of the seats. So the Lib Dems got almost four times as many votes as the SNP, but they got fewer seats. It's all to do with strategic concentration. The Liberal Democrat vote was inefficiently distributed. And that's the thing is, if you don't come in the top two, your vote is usually inefficiently distributed. The thing about the Scottish National Party is the SNP, they only stand in Scotland, obviously. By law, they could stand in Northern Ireland, Wales, England, but they don't. So, So this is why Labour, if they don't come in the top two, the votes may well be a lot of near misses. It's occasionally piling up very high vote shares in places like Newcastle, Liverpool and Manchester. So Reform UK, are they going to run away with it? Now, in a way, it looks like that, but there are some serious problems for them. Partly, their older voters, okay, a few of them will die. That's a problem with the Conservatives usually. They're less educated voters, and Reform UK is quite a new party. People that have a strong tradition of voting for them may well switch back to their previous preference of Conservative or Labour, or just not vote at all. They seem to have engaged people who didn't vote for a few elections, and they could easily fall out of the habit of voting. So turnout is going to be a real headache for them. Turnout is usually a big problem for Labour, not so much for the Conservatives. The opinion polls, they always underrate the Conservatives. And I'm just thinking, some opinion polls suggesting the Tories are going to get 30 seats. So I think last time, if you look at Yeah, the worst result predict for the Tories and the best result predicted, it's in between the two, but a little bit towards the best one predicted. Yeah, but the Conservatives, maybe get 100 seats, almost certainly worse than they're doing now, 122. Of course, anything can change at backgammon. Here we are, like 3.5 years out. Things could get better for the government, they could get worse for the government. But yeah, Labour could slip into third place, but that wouldn't automatically guarantee their third in terms of the number of seats. Now, another headache for Reform UK is they've only got five members of parliament, plus that one man, I forget his name, who's now a one-man band, Left Reform United Kingdom. They came second in 98 constituencies. So let's assume they win all those 98. Well, 98 plus five, that's 103. To form a majority in the House of Commons, you need 326. So they would have to win a lot of places where they're third. And to go from third place to first is difficult. It happens, but it's quite unusual. So they would have to go from third place to first in 223 seats, and it's very, very difficult to see that happening. Even if they missed kind of narrowly, won about 200 of them, they're still well short of that 326 constituencies. So they've got a lot of impetus. Can they sustain this head of steam to carry them over the line in 2028 and possibly 2029? So it may well be that they lose momentum in that time. That now Neil Kinnock, Lord Kinnock, leader of the Labour Party, 1983 to 1992, he publicly said that Sir Keir Starmer's got months, not years, to turn this around, and that's definitely true. And even a third of Labour voters want him to go. Of the general public, it's much higher than that. And Labour MPs are saying this off the record, that they've got to get rid of him maybe in May. But that getting rid of one person doesn't automatically solve their problems. Yes, he's unpopular, but that's partly because he seemed to be leading a failing government. He was uncharismatic. Maybe he was quite refreshing after, Bojo's antics, after Liz Truss's financial insanity. Now, whereas what's his name, Rishi Sunak, is not exactly charismatic, but he's a bit more ebullient than Starmer, who's as dull as ditch water. But yeah, it's not just a personality contest, and people vote not simply on the basis of who the leader is. Yeah, as everyone says, Tony Blair, he is not. So Labour could come third, and obviously they need to be very worried about that. Yeah, so this is looking like their worst results since 1935. I mean, a worse share of the vote than 1935, but that was the national government when the Conservatives were in coalition with the National Liberals and even National Labour. And where so the Conservatives were united, and so Conservative, whether it be a Conservative candidate or constituency or not, or National Labour or National Liberal, all agreed to support the government. The so-called National Government MPs, 9 out of 10 of whom were Conservatives, but theoretically it was a coalition. There's a handful of Labour and Liberal people in it. Whereas in each constituency, that there would otherwise be a maybe two Liberal or two Labour candidates or whatever, and Labour was really trashed, had under 100 MPs, but. Yeah, so I think Labour is obviously in very big trouble, failing to deliver. They've got a serious threat on the left, the Greens, which they never stood before. Even those pro-Palestine MPs are a threat to them locally, losing some seats in Ilford or Birmingham Yardley, possibly the Workers' Party of Britain. They're in Birmingham, a slight threat. The good news for Labour is Reform UK, sorry, not Reform UK, your party, led by Comrade Corbyn, is really not getting off the ground. I mean, they'll have candidates, but they probably won't take more than 1% of the vote. What do you think? Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, the new PayPal, georgecannon7@gmail.com. Goodbye.